Are you done?
Are you finished?
Bitch, I'm recording.
I don't give a fuck what you're doing.
And making all these fucking exorcism noises.
Oh, so are we recording? Are you ready for my joke?
I think so. I'm getting scared because my...
Ishiroto.
Ow!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Ready for my joke?
I'm ready, Freddy.
My name is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
You said Freddy.
Okay.
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 I'm building up suspense. Hold on a second.
AKA, I'm trying to find my joke.
No, I know what it is. What do you call a man in the ocean with no arms and no legs?
What do you call a man in the ocean with no arms or no legs?
That's what I said.
A merman.
Nope.
Is something offensive?
Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
Do you want to explain this joke?
Because, like, you bob in the water. You've never heard, like, the fishing term, like, a bob?
No, bitch.
It's like something that floats in the water. See, you uncultured swine. You've never
something
gone fishing.
Something that floats in the water. You know, I haven't gone fishing. What am I, a fucking redneck?
No, you could have gone fishing if you wanted to. You don't have to be a redneck. Shalani discriminates against rednecks.
No, I do not.
He stereotypes.
I do not stereotype.
He's saying that if you go fishing, you're a redneck.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you happen to go fishing, you have a lot of patience.
And patience is a virtue.
I like to eat fish. I don't like to fish for them. Why put in work if I don't have to?
Hey, why do we go to Juicy Crab?
Because it's killed for us and put on a silver platter, literally.
Actually, it is on a silver platter.
And we go to town. Easy peasy. Lemon fucking
That's how I want a man to eat my ass.
Oh. He loves a buffet.
Oh.
With the extra chocolate.
Yikes. Yikes.
He said, Daddy, paint me a picture. Please. Anyways, hopefully this sounds great. Because I'm kind of scared that it's not.
Lame.
Okay. So your week went great.
Did I say that? Did that come out of my mouth?
Prompt week went very well.
First of all, he did nothing. Jolene likes to just put shit in my mouth.
He did nothing but, you know, work and eat and drive his car. Speaking of driving a car, I literally almost fucking killed you.
I know he almost did kill me.
I was so mad when I heard that horn honk. It was a stop sign.
I've never seen Jelani turn his head quicker in his entire life.
I literally...
It was funny
as fuck. Just saw red.
But...
And I was like, who the fuck is behind me?
Yeah, he did turn around. And then he, like, flipped me off a little bit, too.
I did.
It was funny. That was funny as fuck. I was like, he's really mad.
I was so mad. I was like, are you kidding me? This is a Caucasian neighborhood. We don't speed through here. We follow all the laws.
I rolled up real quick.
Real quick.
But no, actually my week has been, this past like month has been really good. I feel like I've been doing like really big things, but I've been doing it under the radar.
That's how it's supposed to go.
You know what I've been up to. You know what's been, like, going on.
Of course I know, but...
But, like, I don't have the social media aspect anymore. I don't post anything. I don't even talk about a lot of stuff. I've just been doing it.
It's been doing you.
Yeah, I have a, like...
What do they say? Bosses move in silence.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I might be traveling a lot more in the next 2 weeks, so that's always exciting.
Is it just going to be 2 weeks, or is it going to be, like, permanent thing?
Oh, it's a six-month minimum thing.
Whoa.
But I'll keep you guys updated when everything starts, like, really rolling into motion.
When shit starts popping off.
I feel like when it really, like, starts popping off is when I'll, like, I would want to, like, talk about it on the podcast.
That's fair. I don't want to jinx anything.
Exactly.
Then you have to explain why it didn't work out.
Exactly. So we're not going to talk about it.
Hello.
Hello.
But, you know, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's great. Great news. You know, bosses move in silence. It should stay that way.
It should. And I am a boss, so bloop.
He is the boss, you guys. The boss. The B-O, $$. Okay?
Money.
Was I doing anything?
And then how was, you know, you were in New York.
I was. I went home to see my family and see my baby sister graduate.
Who doesn't look like a baby anymore.
Who's definitely not a baby anymore. It was a great trip. It was very refreshing to, like, get to see everybody. Like, I feel, like, new. I feel rejuvenated. And I feel that's what I needed.
I was wondering why your skin looked, like, a little bit tighter. Like, everything looked a little bit more, like...
I got a few injections.
I mean, that's what happens when you see your family, right? You start to, like, feel better. I saw a little bit less gray hair. Come on.
Hello?
Who is she?
I do have a new one, though. It's very close to my forehead. I'm not very happy about it.
It's fine. We can always, you know, spray paint it.
It's fine. I'm wise. But other than that, it was a great trip. I got to surprise everybody.
I think surprises when you travel are better because there's no expectation. Like, you don't want to show up and then people be upset.
Why would they ever be upset?
It's me. Family acts, you know, family's weird.
It's me.
I mean, they could be hating. I mean, look at you.
Nobody hates me.
I mean, you don't know that.
Everybody was ecstatic to see my lovely face.
Jelani? Jelani?
Literally.
Is that you? You smell rich. Jelani, you smell healthy.
I smell rich. I did, however, get my sister had a proposition for me. And she, you know, was like, hey, after my graduation, I went to a party. And can you buy me alcohol? And I was like, oh my God. Is this who I am now? Am I this person?
She hey mister to you. Hey mister, buy me alcohol.
I was like, she's like, you want me to go inside with you? I was like,
what?
No, bitch. Like, if you were gonna go inside, I would have just made you do it yourself. You know, like.
How does it make you feel? Is that what happened with the one gray hair? Is that why you got another one?
I think it sprouted.
Is like gray hair like a milestone of like things that happened in your life? Like yeah, the first gray one. What was your first gray hair? What was that milestone?
I have no idea what my first gray hair was or when it was. It started happening when I was 12.
Was it like a pregnancy scare? Like, you find out that you might be pregnant?
I didn't have sexual intercourse until I was of age.
How old were you when you had your first boyfriend?
My first boyfriend?
Yeah.
My first boyfriend, I was 17.
Like three. You're like 13.
Who?
You.
Bitch. That is not true.
The fuck? Jelani's just running around the room right now. The studio. He's running around the studio right now.
Not this. Hey!
How far away are you going? What's on the other side of the studio? What's over there?
I needed something.
Oh, okay.
Mind your fucking business, bitch. Isn't our motto?
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your crusty lane.
So he has one more gray hair.
But no, other than that, the trip was great.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to eat food?
I got to eat food.
You forgot?
No, I did go to this ramen bar. It was really yum. It's very delish.
Okay, you still look full, so that's good.
Thanks. Nobody's starving over here. What else? That was really it. Fun little quick trip.
Come on, quick trip.
I don't want to go anywhere else anytime soon.
Besides work in your bed.
I don't even want to go to work.
Just stay in your bed for a little bit.
I wish I could do that.
It's like 2 weeks.
I'll be broke.
I mean, if you don't spend money, you won't be broke.
Do you know who you're talking to? I have to spend money.
On what?
On these necessities. I gotta eat. A bitch gotta stay full.
You don't need to.
Mm-mm. Anyways.
I'm listening.
You have anything special you want to talk about this week?
Oh my goodness, yes I do. I would love to talk about one thing.
Spill the tea.
It's happened recently.
Spill the tea.
Alright, the title of this segment is going to be Men Are Trash.
Every week.
Men Are Trash.
Every day.
I mean, I am a man, so I know that men are trash. I am trash.
I'm not.
Jelani is trash, too. Okay, so here's what happened. I was working.
Okay.
And this man was hitting on me the entire time. He was like, bring me drinks. I was into it, like being flirty. Right. That's what I thoroughly enjoy being flirty.
Okay.
It was going nowhere. Like, I was not trying to get anything further than getting drinks, but this man clearly was trying to get more. Not happening. And then he's like, he comes, takes his picture, he leaves, he comes back, he does this like 3 times. And he was like, I told you my name, right? And I was like, yes, you did. Twice. How could I forget? And then he comes back, or I leave the area that I'm at in the party, and then he's talking to one of my, like, counterparts, and they're, like, mingling, blah, 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 talking, and then I roll up to see what was going on between my counterpart and the man that was getting me drinks.
Right.
And he goes, oh my god, that guy gave me his number to give to you. Like, what am I going to do with it? And I said, nothing. The party's over. The guy comes back and he was like, did the boy give you my number? And I was like, no. And he was like, well, why not? I was like, because I'm not going to text you anyway. And he was like, well, why? And I said, because I have a boyfriend. Which, PSA, I don't have a boyfriend. But he was like, well, that's fine because I have a fiance, and then showed me his ring.
Bunga wunga.
Bunga wunga. We can't afford sound effects in here, so we make our own.
We're not paying for sound effects, guys.
So we make our own here. But, like, that was just, like, how are you going to have a whole-ass fiance?
Bitches don't give a fuck. End of story.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, what... And that's the thing. You have to ask yourself, like, in this day and age, what if the fiancé knows? Like, what if it's an open relationship kind of deal?
It's not for me. I was just shook.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I just feel like everybody is in an open relationship now. So you can never really know somebody's cheating. I don't know. I kind of feel like... being a relationship is kind of like a cop-out for some people.
Why don't you just try it?
Who?
You.
No.
Why?
I'm good.
Okay. It was just shocking to me.
Yeah, very. Like, oh, you're getting married. However, you want some of this booty.
He wants some of this good.
He wants some of that good.
That's fine. I could have gave it to him. But he
didn't.
I think he was mad about getting me drinks, and I didn't, like...
Hello? You know, oh, the drinks weren't free.
The drinks were free. Bitch, it's an open bar.
I was about to say, it's an open bar.
They're always open bar, so I don't understand why people get mad.
Why are you pressed, sir?
Okay.
You're literally fetching me drinks.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye, brick. Go away. Serve somebody else.
I was just so astonished.
Yeah, that's annoying. I would have been very, like...
But then I found him on Facebook, so...
Did you see pictures of his fiance?
I saw a picture of his fiance.
That's so crazy.
Hmm. Maybe it's tax purposes.
But that really a thing? Like, do you really save that much
money? I think you do. It's not that much, but it is saving money. Like, you don't have to pay taxes. I don't even freaking know. I don't know because I'm not married.
Scammers.
Or have a relationship.
I just want to meet someone who's not a scammer.
Hmm?
Like, bitch, if you're not in love, you know, what happened to marriage? You know, people used to marry for love.
I feel like love is commitment.
But now we marry for fucking green cards and fucking
money. We gotta pay our bills somehow.
I mean, I guess, but bitch.
What?
Miss me with it.
No.
To the left.
Get it how you get it.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
No.
Why?
Because I've said so. Are you shitting?
Bitch, yes! Sorry, I was having a moment.
Was that your shitting face?
No, my shitting face is more uglier than that. And that was already ugly.
Ron was making his constipated face.
It's fine. I'm here.
Seems painful.
I'm here.
He's here. Something excited, Cap. Do you want to share?
No. Sorry.
But no. Yeah. I'd have been very upset. Like, so you're just wasting your time and mine. And I would have found the fiance. I would have snitched.
Do you want to do it right now?
No.
I already found him on Facebook.
I'm not trying. Let me see.
No. You want to see?
Hold on. I want to see them. Yeah.
Okay. This is not fair. Is this body shaming? What is this?
body shaming? What?
I mean,
we didn't talk about his look. I just want to see what he looks like.
Hold on, she's where's yeah?
Ooh. We're not gonna be those messy gays. We're going to break up our relationship. Okay.
Can we talk in the background? Like, keep something going.
Okay. I don't really know what to say.
What do you mean?
I'm just waiting. I mean, you know, that's a really good question. Like, if somebody's hitting on you and turns out they're in a relationship, like, and you have the opportunity to tell, like, the other person, like, do you tell them? Or do you just mind your business? Because, I don't know, is this a very shitty thing to do? What? Prona's looking.
Can you mute it? Cut it out. Cut it out right now.
Okay. BRB in 0.5 seconds. Back again. I'm not, I don't want to get copyrighted.
We're back and better.
Back and better than ever.
Okay.
So are we going to end that conversation there?
Yes, we are.
Whoopsies. We have some tea that we can't spill, I guess.
It was hot.
Hot piping.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so, you know, since that's over, I do want to touch on something very briefly.
Are we touching with your big finger? Thumb? You said you want to touch something, so how are you touching it? A whole hand?
Don't start.
Okay.
Okay, so you know how you have people.
Those are a thing, yes.
Who are always complaining about the other people in their lives. Right? Do you know where I'm going with this? Like, oh my god, this person just, I can't hang out with this person because they do this. Oh, I can't hang out with this person because they do this. Oh, I'm talking to this person because they are doing this. Like, at what point do you take a step back and ask yourself, am I the issue? Like, I don't understand.
I don't think you ever do because you realize that you're not... You don't see that you are the issue.
I'm not saying me. I'm just, you know, talking about in general. But
honestly, Jelani is this person, okay?
No. I know someone who does this, and I'm looking at them like, you are the issue. It's you. It's nobody else but yourself. And you kind of can't tell someone that. Like,
you can't tell them what?
You can't tell them...
That they're the issue?
You're the issue.
Why, like, can't you?
Well, one, it's not my business. Two, I don't
care. But they're making it your business by telling you.
I mean, that doesn't mean I reply.
But are you friends with this person?
More of acquaintances.
Oh, so that's none of your fucking business.
Exactly.
You shouldn't I'm even just be saying, honestly, you shouldn't even answer the phone if they call you.
I don't. But it's just, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, just hearing, like, you're so self-absorbed. To the point where you can't see that you're just an annoying person. I don't know. I don't get it.
Can tell you.
I don't know. I feel like we've dealt with people like that before.
We've dealt with people, but actually, I don't deal with people like that anymore.
Well, not anymore. I said dealt, past tense, because we don't have time for that now.
We don't.
We have money to make and checks to cash.
We have cities to take over.
And cities to take over. Okay. But no, there's that kind of just little rant.
Like, it was a little rant? So,
stop it.
So why don't you, but like, should you tell them that they could potentially be the issue?
Mm-mm.
And play devil's advocate. Why not?
Because I don't want to.
They clearly want to talk to you about it.
They need to talk to a therapist because they clearly are out of their mind.
I mean, as a friend, I would assume that you would just be like...
We already established this person is an acquaintance.
They're clearly... texting you on a friend level.
How's that my fault?
Huh?
How's that my fault?
You gave him your number.
Okay.
This is your fault. You allowed this to happen. You could hit that block button and not have an issue anymore.
I could. But the person, I don't hate the person. They're just annoying.
Okay, so that doesn't mean you have to hate people. You just don't need to be... With the time that they text you and, like, talk about their issues, you could be making money. You could be going to the gym. You could be...
Do you want to know what I do when they text me? I can give you a live demonstration.
Did I ask Jelani this again? I didn't. I didn't ask him to do this.
I'm just saying.
You did a great demonstration, though.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
I'm a great performer.
But they still... You still took, like, 5 seconds out of your day to check your phone.
I had to check, because what if it was you or somebody else? This like, oh, I'll apply to those. I just don't apply to everybody else.
See, I still call Jelani and he doesn't answer, so there's that.
You are such a liar.
I'll be dying on the side
you're of 75. You're such a fucking liar, Camille.
I'm 75.
Because your calls go through. True. You're one of my favorites, true. Bitch.
True.
Fake ass bitch.
Ooh, I was watching the show.
Okay.
Big Brother.
Okay. Oh. Mm-hmm. What about Big Brother? Did you like it?
I'm, like, thinking about what I want to say about it.
I feel like you're trying to figure out how you're going to talk about
it. I have no idea. It was such a weird concept.
I mean, you know, what they said was just...
Oh, yeah. I talked to you about it this morning. There's a lot of stuff that happens throughout my day, so I forgot. Yeah. But, yeah.
I just feel like you have some friends.
They're not friends. I mean, no, they're a friend.
You have some people in your life who they just don't think before they speak.
Yeah, do you know how much better life is when you think before you speak? Bliss.
It's so easy. If you just take the time out and say, if I say this, how would this make the other person feel?
Yeah.
Probably like shit. Probably shouldn't say that. I'm gonna do it anyways. Like, I just don't understand.
I'm gonna do it anyway and see what happens.
I would have just given a stare.
I just didn't even do that. I feel like they would ask, why am I looking at them?
That's the thing, like, how can you be just so oblivious to everything? Like, you know what you just said. Because after you said it, you looked at me to confirm if I heard or not. And like, I pretended like I didn't.
Like, I love when the normal guys hit on what is it? I love when the gay guys hit on the normal guys.
Like, what does that mean?
Tell me.
Like, what is a normal guy? What is normal? A normal guy?
What is normal? Exactly. What is normal? What is normal?
It's annoying.
I was like, normal.
That's that white cis privilege.
I was confused.
That Caucasian. The caucasity.
I was confused. I don't know.
Oh, you don't care. Oh, okay. Well, wait. I don't know. I just wish people would think before they spoke.
I didn't know how to handle that situation, so I just, you know...
Just kept it pushing.
I just kept it
pushing. Sometimes you just have to
I honestly filled my mouth with goldfish and just kept it going.
Of course, that sounds accurate.
That's all I fucking eat is goldfish.
Goldfish? I used to
love... Y'all, if you want to, like, really love me, get me some goldfish with some Arnold Palmer. Light Arnold Palmer. I could eat that literally.
Light?
Yeah, zero
calorie. Diet?
No, it's light.
Light means diet.
Yeah, I know. Bitch, the marketing on it says light. It doesn't say diet. Okay?
Not an attitude. I'm just letting you know. I'm sure it has aspartame in it.
I'm sure it does too. Thank God. Kill me. Bitch, the only way to get rid of student loans is to die or pay them off.
Well, if doesn't that go to unfuck your children and stuff?
No, it's if you die.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
If you die or you pay it off.
And who has time to pay?
I tried to pay off my student loans and it didn't do anything.
I have time to die.
I cried.
But not have time to pay.
I paid $750 off my student loans and it did nothing. I paid off $750 and it was like $100 less than what it was. I was like, what?
That's so annoying.
I cried.
Well, you have to start paying your student loan 6 months after?
Bitch, I'm gonna hit that defer button, and then the IRS is gonna come after me because I'm still not gonna pay that shit.
So don't they, like, start garnishing your wages?
Yes. The IRS wants their fucking money, bitch.
The government is trash. Straight trash. Like, you want us... Ugh, trash.
These jobs are trash, too. It just says trash.
Cause it's true. That's the honest truth. And these jobs want to pay you fucking
$10 an hour.
And they say, you better be grateful.
Master.
You better be grateful for this.
You have to work your way up. Bitch!
The fuck? The fuck?
You know how much I went through to get here? You give me $10 an hour.
To start off at the bottom?
At the bottom.
The bottom.
Well, you don't have any, you know, the job required 10 years of internship, and you don't have that on your resume. Like, damn, bitch.
Bitch, I'm only, like, 20.
Bitch, I want you to work when you're 10.
Graduated early, yeah.
That's horrible. Wow.
It was horrible.
The government. Trash.
The government.
So you guys better make sure you get your asses out there and vote when it's time to fucking vote. And watch these damn debates.
Vote for President Perone.
No. Vote for President... What would your campaign slogan be?
Ooh. I don't fucking know.
Mine is we vote for me or die.
Stick the P in president. That's what it's gonna be.
Perone puts the P in president.
Yes! Come bitch! Through. Oh my gosh, this could be a platform.
Put the P in president.
Okay.
What would be the first thing you change if you were president?
The first thing that I would do?
Mm-hmm.
Climate change.
I don't know what I would do.
Honestly, I would be so scared to do. I would never run for president.
Oh, hell no.
Bitch, first of all you those people on Grindr. You see Obama
going in and going out?
See, he cracked. Just kidding.
He just head below gray.
He was just like, if that's all, he did really well, though.
He did.
He did do really well.
He did. But yeah, no, if I was president, I would be the first. Well, has any president committed suicide before?
I don't. You said you're going to be the first one to commit suicide.
That's not funny. But
no, it's not funny.
I feel like that's so much pressure. I feel like I would literally have a panic attack. I'd probably die from a heart attack in the White
House. I don't even know how you could handle, like, a to-do list.
Because it's non-stop.
It doesn't stop, ever. It's like a to-do list. Okay, you have, like, 10 more to do tomorrow. And then 10 more after that.
I can't do hood rat shit with my friends if I'm the president of the United States of America. Oh,
I would totally do that. I would tell you and Tyler, I'd be like, let's go to Bulldogs.
Let's go to Bulldogs.
We'd have security with us.
Hello?
Oh my god, that would be so much fun.
Mm. Oh, don't touch me.
I'm the president.
I'm the president.
Oh my god.
You're in jail?
Going into like Blake's intent, like,
Brutus! Get this bitch away from me. Fetch me a drink or you're going to jail.
Okay.
Okay.
Doors open for me.
Uh-uh.
Don't touch.
50 feet.
Oh, you want to text me again
you
now?
You know what? Just clear the club. Just clear the
club. Oh, you want to text me? That's going to have to go through 4 people first.
Not even 4, bitch. I don't have a text. They don't have phones. You don't have a phone.
That'd be so good.
For who?
For me.
I would die.
Bitch, think about all my, like, all your nudes would get out. Everybody would send shit out.
If you're the president, bitch, nobody's gonna find that shit. They erase all that shit.
No, they don't. Not while you're running.
Not while you're running, no.
No, but I'm saying, like,
I'm just saying, if you ever want to become president, what's a nude? I never took any of those, bitch. If somebody has them, the government's gonna see it in their phone.
It's gonna be like,
they want you to blow their phone the fuck
up. They'll blow up everybody's phone, okay?
The Secret Service will find you. I think
it'd be so much, imagine going to Pride. Just like,
as the president?
As the president.
I thought that's doable.
I think that would be so much fun.
I'd totally wear chaps.
Bitch. I would wear fishnets.
Then I'm like, wow.
This runs our fucking country.
This man runs our country with his ass out.
Come on, jockstrap.
I'm going to send you guys a... I'm gonna be on the presidential float in my jockstrap, and I'm going to fucking show my entire fucking anus. My entire anal cavity.
My pretty hole.
It's gonna be bleached and all.
Oh my god.
I'm getting raw dogged. In between my cheeks, it's gonna say, fuck you, Republicans. Fuck the red.
Oh my god, can you imagine?
No. Someone will probably shoot me in my fucking bum.
The only thing... Never mind.
That'll never happen. I mean,
if I was president, I would be getting high, like, all the time.
I would legalize marijuana everywhere.
I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, yes.
You want to do what?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'll just be like, oh, this paper? Okay.
I make cigarettes illegal because you bitches are aging horribly with your nasty guns and stinky breath.
And I would make everybody have to go to brunch on Sundays.
Yeah. All things are closed. I'm sure that's really bad for the economy. But I don't give a shit. Nobody works on Sundays. And it's not for fucking Christian beliefs either. It's because I don't want you to work.
You need to. We're going to follow Chick-fil-A.
I'm going to shut down every Chick-fil-A in fucking America.
Do you eat Chick-fil-A?
No. I don't, actually. I'm not going to lie, that chicken is bomb.
It is good as fuck, bitch.
You just have to do... White will ruin everything. What's wrong with you? Fucking chew it, Kathy. Ugh, but he's rolling in his grave. All the gays work at Chick-fil-A. I don't get it. He's probably really turning. Every gay that's hired, he's probably getting poked with a fucking stick by the devil.
All the gays work there.
That's probably his, like, worst nightmare. There are so many gays who work at Chick-fil-A, like, legit. And I don't understand why.
They don't like gay people.
They don't. Mm. I always say, if you don't like gays, you don't like blacks.
I feel like that just goes into, like, a minority thing.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So strange. But whatever. It's cool.
I want Chick-fil-A now.
Uh-uh.
I really do. Chick-fil-A is so good.
It is, but you don't see me fucking eating it.
Bitch, I eat that all the time.
You better take your ass to the McDonald's, get some nuggets, and close your eyes and pretend.
Ooh, the Wendy's spicy nuggets.
They're not here yet.
Oh my fucking God.
I'm ready.
Wendy's nuggets are the best.
Spicy nuggets, yes.
The regular nuggets, too.
You're trash.
Tell me one more time.
You are trash. I was just assaulted. I'm calling 911.
What happened?
I don't know.
Did it stop recording?
No.
Oh my God.
I would have cried.
I would have been like, what if it deleted?
What is this? Piano? I don't need a piano, bitch. I don't know what this is. On that note, we're just going to leave this here.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
It's doing weird things.
Okay.
So don't forget to follow us on... Don't forget to follow me on Instagram.
He's like,
At Jelani Amir, and also our podcast page at Two Gays Pod. Anything else? That it?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
See you next week.
Peace out, Girl Scout.